Hey, what's up? This is Derek. This is the Bariatric Badass Podcast. How's everybody been? You're in far between with the podcast because I am back to work finally, thankfully. Got to talk about what happened. I've been talking about, the GoFundMe. I've been talking about this. Thank you to everybody that's helped out and donated. But we need to talk about what happened because it is shocking. It's shocking to me. As you all know, September 26th, I had what they called a seizure. I didn't know if it was a seizure or not until I spoke with the person that found me. And what's crazy about this is if there would have been a minute difference. See, where I was found was just like 60 feet east of a gas pump. Because I work in a trucking yard and our trucks gas up in the middle of the yard. Well, I was about 60, 70 feet east of these gas pumps. Now, if I'm not going to name him, but if this man, this driver, would have hesitated for 1 minute or 2 minutes, or not even got gas that morning, if his truck would have been full of gas and he wouldn't have needed gas, I would not be alive today. And that's not me saying or exaggerating for the purpose of, shock value on the podcast. That is blatant truth. Let me explain why. So, when he, and this is his explanation, and he's a good dude, so he's not gonna lie for shock value. He saw me laying on the ground, right? Take a tea break. No more water breaks. What? Tea breaks. I got this thing with tea. I'm drinking a lot of it lately. Saw me laying on the ground. And of course, I have a orange vest on, a reflective vest. So I'm easy to see. And he saw me laying on the ground. It was still pretty warm out that night. And this is his explanation. I said, "You over there getting sun or what?" Okay, number one, I'm the whitest that there is. I don't get sun, I burn. So he investigated a little bit more and he came over to me, laying flat on my back, a pool of blood behind my head. My eyes rolled back in my head, so my eyes were completely white, and I was choking on my tongue. I was dying. I was in the process of dying. It's kind of like that Final Destination movie, right? If I was meant to die, death didn't win this time. And I survived. He did what he had to do to get my tongue out of my throat. He didn't reach his fingers into my mouth to get the tongue out, because of course that makes it so at risks him getting his fingers bit off, even though I wear dentures on the top of my teeth and my bottom teeth are about gone too. But he did chest compressions. And wildly enough, the chest compressions and the massaging of my throat got my tongue out. I threw up white foam. He rolled me over. one of the shop guys that came over that called 911 used his coat to stop the bleeding on my head because I was cut pretty good. It's a good 4-inch cut and it was deep. Now, sometimes I think there's been so many times that I have kissed the lips of death. That I've faced just like unreasonably close calls of dying. I had a pulmonary embolism. I had a pseudocerebral tumor in the back of my head, which basically is a cyst in my spinal cord. At first, when they did an MRI on it, they thought it was a tumor. So they're like, okay, well, you need to have surgery to have this tumor removed. You got 2 days to prepare. There is a 2% chance that you're going to come out of the surgery completely paralyzed from the waist, excuse me, from the neck down. And irregardless, you're not going to be able to walk for 4 months, and you'll never walk the same. Your neck will have to be bolted. I can't remember what they call it. Correct me in the comments if you would. And so, well, in that saying that, I wouldn't be able to do my job that I'm doing right now. Because when you get bolted, I can't remember what it's called. Anyway, when that happens to your spine, it won't let you lift a certain amount of weight. At that point, I was alone with my son. I haven't met Charisse yet. I wish I had met Charisse because it was a really hard time in my life. And around the same time, she was having heart problems. So, and she was having heart surgery around that same time. So, sit and I think about everything I'm doing right now, all the mistakes I'm making right now. And I question, man, why did I survive? I survived because I'm not the one that's going to be dying. I'm the one that's going to be doing the killing. I'm going to be killing it. I had a wild dream last night about dying, of course. That's all I can think about lately. Why? A minute difference. Would have been Derek brain dead. Would have been Derek probably suffocated to death. But no, everything fell into place like it was supposed to for me to survive. It's scary, it's gratifying, and it makes me feel like I have a purpose. So I'm gonna pull my head up out of the sand. I'm gonna pull my head up out of my ass, and I'm gonna start killing it because I'm not the one that's gonna be dying. I love you guys very much. I'm sorry if this was graphic, but I've been wanting to talk about it and wanting to talk about it and wanting to talk about it. I had pretty bad PTSD from the episode I had this time. Because the first seizure was, supposed to be dehydration, but it wasn't, obviously. But that's what the hospital diagnosed it as, misdiagnosed. My first seizure as was, dehydration. Almost to the day, 4 months later, I have another one. I had an EEG yesterday. Where they, for those of you who don't know what an EEG is, they tape electrodes to your head. I had to go through certain tests. Hold up. Had to go through certain tests. A breathing exercise. Hyperventilate for 3 minutes. Photo. Synthesis, not a photosynthesis, the little. It's when they flash strobes in front of your face. And then I had to fall asleep for 65 minutes. They might find something, they might not. That's what I've been told. Low possibility of them finding something is what I was told by the nurse. She says it's probably a good idea that you get some imaging done. Okay. For anybody out there that has not had an MRI on your head, it is hell. Like I said, when I had my Chiari malformation, my pseudocerebral tumor, what they do is they lock your head into place so it can't move, so they can get good imaging on it. It's like putting a cage over your head, like one of those medieval torture cage racks. You put it in over your head and you can't move, and this goes on for 45 minutes. I'm already claustrophobic as it is, but I can tell you what, beyond my claustrophobia and my fear of what could happen, finding out what exactly is happening, I mean, all I can think about is, what are they going to find in my brain? Something else I'm going to have to fight for the next 10 years. A story I'm going to be telling for the next 10 years. The story that Charisse is going to be telling, because I'm not going to be around. Nah, I ain't dying. I refuse to fucking give up. I will not give up. I can promise you that. I love you guys very much. Look, take care of yourself. Life is so short. You could be gone in an instant, like me. I shouldn't be here. There's no reason that I should have survived that, but I did. I'm a big believer in purpose. I'm a big believer in everything happens for a reason. So take care of yourself, and definitely take care of each other, my friends. Peace.